One of the main reasons was I wanted to get in a similar offense that I played in Green Bay, and got a real good relationship with Coach McAdoo, and felt like I could come here and, you know, help this team, you know, be successful.
What is it about that offense that you played in Green Bay and the kind of play in here that you feel?
For me, it's just a real comfortable offense for receivers, you know. It's really not a lot of thinking, you know, it's just going out there playing. You know, it put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks, you know, as they should since they're making the big bucks. But, you know, it just allows you to go out there and play, you know, and not really have to think too much.
When you look at the receiving core that's here, how do you expect to fit in? And
I'm just here to compete, man. You know, you can't really get into, you know, who gonna make the team, you know, who fighting for spots. I'm just here to compete. I've been in the league for a little while, so, you know, I'm just here to compete, have fun, you know, enjoy the time while I'm out here.
You said you want to come to a similar offense. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting a taste of it. Is it the same? Is it really similar?
It's similar, you know. I mean, obviously every offensive coordinator puts their own, you know, tweaks in the offense. So it's just a couple different, you know, different things in the offense. But it's very similar to the Green Bay system. And I was very comfortable out there, had some good years out there in Green Bay playing in this offense, so I'm excited about it.
Were you surprised if it took you this long to find a home, and what was it about here that
No, I mean,
sort of made it?
Once I got released from the Raiders, we had a couple teams call in the office, you know, with my agent and stuff, you know, often, but we just waited, you know, took the waiting game approach, and, you know, wanted to come to a situation that I felt best, you know, fit myself, and, you know, this was the place that I chose.
Did you know Eli at all before you got here?
No, man, just watching him on TV. I didn't have a relationship with him or nothing like that. But, you know, I got a chance to talk to him and meet with him in there, so I'm excited to get to work.
You've worked so much with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be like working with Eli now?
I'm going to have to see, man. I ain't practiced one day, man, so I'm going to have to see. But, you know, you could just tell that both those guys are hungry to win, you know, and both of them want to be successful. You know, just meeting with Eli in there, he seems real passionate about the game. You know, he wants everything to be perfect. You know, he's already going through plays with me and stuff in there. He wants everything to be perfect. So I'm excited to get to work, you know, and, you know, see what type of quarterback he is. But, you know, I'm sure he's one of those top-notch guys.
You've been at the top, right? You know, you've been at the top. Top mm-hmm. offenses, you know, quarterback, you know, stats. I mean, how anxious are you to get more of that?
Man, like I said, I'm just here to compete. You know, if 100 balls come my way, they do. If 2 come my way, they do. But I'm just here to help this team win the best way I can, be a leader of the ball, be a leader of the team, you know, help those young guys in the receiver room. It's a great room in there, man. A lot of talented guys. So, you know, this whole situation can go either way. So the main thing is just have fun, compete, enjoy the time while you're out here.
You obviously know the concepts of this offense. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the transition is going to be the terminology, or is it kind of similar to what you did in Green Bay?
Well, I had a chance to meet with Ben McAdoo and go over all the play calls and stuff like that, and it all was second nature to me. So that was one of the main reasons I chose here, so I could just come into a training camp, not have to worry about learning a whole new playbook and new terminology. You could come in here and just hit the ground running. So I'm excited about it. You know, looking at the plays, it's a lot of the things we did in Green Bay, so it's all starting to come back to me.
When you talk to the team and you met with Ben, what was your impression of, you know, what they sort of had in mind for you?
Well, they just
role-wise,
they just told me, man, they're gonna give me an opportunity to compete. You know, and I told him that's all I can ask for. You know, I'm going on 9 years. Who knows how much longer I'm going to play. But they just told me, they didn't really say, hey, this is going to be your role, that's going to be your role. I just asked, just let me compete, and we'll take it from there once that time comes.
Did you keep in touch with Ben last year?
I always speak to Ben every once in a while. You know, I never thought I'd be playing for him again, but, you know, I spoke with him a couple times. But, you know, me and Ben had a real good relationship in the 7 years we spent in Green Bay, so. You know, he's an unbelievable coach, unbelievable guy, and I'm glad to be playing for him.
You said you wanted to come to a familiar playbook, but I mean, did your relationship with him?
Oh yeah, when I got a chance to talk to him, and you know, he sat me down and things like that, and we got a chance to discuss things. You know, yeah, it definitely helped me make my decision. You know?
Did you talk to him before you made the decision?
Yes. Yeah.
When you walk into a room, you know. Not many rooms have Cruz and Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, Cruz and Beckham?
Well, for me, it wasn't I come from Green Bay, where we had Donald Driver, we had James Jones, we had Jordy Nelson, we had Randall Cobb, we had Greg Jennings, and then also we had JaMychal Finley, all in the same offense. So I come from some talented offense, and we all were involved. We all had a chance to make some plays. Yeah, some people caught more balls than others, but we all had a chance to make some plays. So, you know, when I look in a room like that, I get excited, because when you put a bunch of receivers like we have in that room on the field, it's tough to stop. And I've been a part of offenses like that where defenses had big problems stopping a lot of weapons, especially if you're rolling them in and out, you know, guys that have been successful in this league. So when I look in the room, I'm excited, man. A lot of talent to the guys in there, and, you know, it's going to be a tough offense to stop.
You had some of your best careers out in Green Bay, obviously. What is it about that offense and similar to what they're doing here that just –
like I say, it's a comfortable offense for receivers, because, like I say, you can just go out there and play. You don't have to think about making a lot of adjustments. You know, what you see is what you get. So you just go out there and you use your ability, and you're able to make some plays. But then again, it's always the guy throwing the ball too. So if you got a good general back there throwing the ball, as we do, you know, the offense is going to be successful.
What do you think of the Beckham phenomenon?
I mean, he's a great player, man. I mean, I'm a comedy movies guy, so I don't really watch too many sports and stuff like that. But, I mean, he's a talented dude. I mean, some of the catches he made is unbelievable. You probably never will see those again. So, I mean, I'm excited that, you know, I look in the room and he's in that room, because he's a talented player. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting out here and seeing these guys work too, watch them work a little bit.
In order to compete, you got to put your best stuff on tape. So how long do you think it will take you and Eli to develop a proper chemistry that will let you show your best stuff?
I don't know, man. Time waits for that, man. I mean, the more reps we get out here, whether it's throwing routes on air or, you know, getting some team reps, I mean, that's all going to have to come with the flow of practice. So, you know, it could take 2 days or it could take 2 years. I don't know.
What do you think of your year last year? You know, the new change?
I mean, it was an average year, you know. As an offense in Green Bay, in Oakland, we were trying to find our way, man. So, I mean, to me, I was just trying to help the team, man. So, whenever the ball came my way, trying to make a play. But, I mean, it was a rough year just in general.
How much does this feel, or does it feel to you, that you're, you know, sort of back to square one, you're trying to make a team again, and you're, you know, starting from scratch? Is it that feeling to you?
I'm going on 9 years, you know, veteran in the game. And like I said, for me right now, it's just having fun, man, coming out here competing with these guys. I really don't think about making a team or, you know, going out there, you know, trying to show people off or none of that stuff. I just go out there to compete, have some fun, you know. And like I said, the chips fall where they may.
How's your health? I mean, you feel you have...
I'm perfect. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'll practice today, you know, so I'll get out there, run around a little bit. Been working hard, so I'm excited about it.
And when there's a veteran, people always wonder, how much does he have left? How much do you think you have
left? Yeah, that's the name of the game. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to put no limit on me, man, so we'll see. But I feel good right now. I'm going to go out there, run today, and, you know, hopefully have a good practice.